Lesson 10. Outcomes. Identify other markings and colors that indicate the presence of hazardous materials. Other markings and colors. In addition to DOT placards, labels, and markings, a number of other markings, marking systems, labels, label ING systems, colors, color codes, and signs may indicate the presence of hazardous materials at fixed facilities, on pipelines, on piping systems, and on other containers. These other markings may be as simple as the word chlorine stenciled on the outside of a fixed facility tank or as complicated as a site-specific hazard communication system using a unique combination of labels, placards, emergency contact information, and color codes, figure 24.203. Some containers may be marked with special information. For example, non-odorized means that the product will not have an intense smell by itself. Some fixed facility containers may have identification numbers that correspond to site or emergency plans that provide details on the product, quantity, and other pertinent information. The sections that follow highlight the most common specialized systems in North America, including the following. NFPA 704 system. Globally Harmonized System. HMIS and other U.S. Hazard Communications Labels and Markings. Canadian Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System. Mexican Hazard Communication System. CAS Numbers. Military Markings. Pesticide Labels. Other Symbols and Signs. ISO Safety Symbols. Color Codes. NFPA 704 System. The information in NFPA 704, Standard System for the Identification of the Hazards of Materials for Emergency Response, gives a widely recognized method for indicating the presence of hazardous materials at commercial, manufacturing, institutional, and other fixed storage facilities. Use of this system is commonly required by local ordinances for all occupancies that contain hazardous materials. It is designed to alert emergency responders to health, flammability, instability, and related hazards, specifically, oxidizers and water-reactive materials, that may present as short-term, acute exposures resulting from a fire, spill, or similar emergency. Specifically, the NFPA 704 system uses a rating system of numbers from 0 to 4. The number 0 indicates a minimal hazard, whereas the number 4 indicates a severe hazard. The rating is assigned to three categories: health, flammability, and instability. The rating numbers are arranged on a diamond-shaped marker or sign. The health rating is located on the blue background, the flammability hazard rating is positioned on the red background, and the instability hazard rating appears on a yellow background, figure 24.204. As an alternative, the backgrounds for each of these rating positions may be any contrasting color, and the numbers, 0 to 4, may be represented by the appropriate color, blue, red, and yellow. Special hazards are located in the 6 o'clock position and have no specified background color, however, white is most commonly used. Only two special hazard symbols are presently authorized for use in this position by the NFPA, W, indicating unusual reactivity with water, and OX, indicating that the material is an oxidizer. However, you may see other symbols in the white quadrant on old diamonds, including the trefoil radiation symbol. If more than one special hazard is present, multiple symbols may be seen. Note, the NFPA 704 system may be used differently in countries outside of North America. For example, NFPA 704 symbols might be used on transportation containers. Globally Harmonized System. The U.S. and many other countries throughout the world have developed a globally harmonized system of classification and labeling of chemicals, GHS. The purpose of GHS is to promote common, consistent criteria for classifying chemicals according to their health, physical, and environmental hazards and encourage the use of compatible hazard labels, safety data sheets, formerly known as material safety data sheets, for employees, and other hazard communication information based on the resulting classifications. Appendix D provides an in-depth summary of the GHS system. Several key harmonized information elements of GHS are as follows. Uniform classification of hazardous substances and mixtures. Uniform labeling standards. Allocation of label elements. Symbols and pictograms, Table 24.18. Signal words, danger, most severe hazard categories, and warning, less severe hazard categories. Hazard statements. Precautionary statements and pictograms. Product and supplier identification. Multiple hazards and precedents of information. Arrangements for presenting GHS label elements. Special labeling arrangements. Uniform Safety Data Sheet, SDS, content and format HMIS and other U.S. hazard communications labels and markings. OSHA's Hazard Communication Standard, HCS, requires employers to identify hazards in the workplace and train employees how to recognize those hazards. It also requires the employer to ensure that all hazardous material containers are labeled, tagged, or marked with the identity of the substances contained in them along with appropriate hazard warnings. The standard does not specify what system, or systems, of identification must be used, leaving that to be determined by individual employers. First responders, then, may encounter a variety of different, and sometimes unique, labeling and marking systems in their jurisdictions, Figure 24.205. Conducting pre-incident surveys should assist responders in identifying and understanding these systems. HMIS, Hazardous Materials Information System, is a commonly used proprietary system developed by the American Coatings Association in order to comply with HCS standards. It utilizes a numerical rating and color code system similar to NFPA 704 to convey the relative hazards of the product to employees. Canadian Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System. Like the US HCS, the Canadian Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System, WHMS, requires that hazardous products be appropriately labeled and marked. It also spells out requirements for safety data sheets. As with the HCS, there are different ways for Canadian employers to meet the requirements of WHMIS. However, two types of labels will most commonly be used, the supplier label, Figure 24.206, and the workplace label. These labels will include information such as the product name, a statement that an SDS is available, and other information that will vary depending on the type of label. Supplier labels will include information about the supplier. Table 24.19 shows the old WHMIS symbols and hazard classes, which are being replaced by GHS, COS, 2017. Mexican Hazard Communication System. Mexico's equivalent to HCS is NOM-018-STPS, 2015. It, too, requires employers to ensure that hazardous chemical substances in the workplace are appropriately and adequately labeled. Essentially, it adopts NFPA 704 and a related hazard communication label system as the official label and marking systems. However, employers can opt to use alternative systems so long as they comply with the objectives and purpose of the standard and are authorized by the Secretary of Labor and Social Welfare. NOM 026 STPS 1998, Signs and Colors for Safety and Health, authorizes the use of some ISO safety symbols, ISO 3864, safety colors and safety signs, on signs to communicate hazard information. General caution symbols in Mexico are triangular rather than round like those in Canada, WHMIS, or rectangular as typically found in the U.S., Figure 24.207. CAS numbers Chemical Abstract Service. CAS, a division of the American Chemical Society, registry numbers, often called CAS numbers, CAS hashtag S, or CAS RNs, are unique numerical identifiers assigned to individual chemicals and chemical compounds, polymers, mixtures, and alloys, Figure 24.208. They may also be assigned to biological sequences. Over 100 million chemical substances and biological sequences have been registered. Most chemical databases are searchable by CAS number. They are typically included on safety data sheets, see Safety Data Sheet section, and other chemical reference materials such as the NIOSH Pocket Guide. Military markings. The U.S. and Canadian military services have their own marking systems for hazardous materials and chemicals in addition to DOT and TC transportation markings, Figure 24.209. These markings are used on fixed facilities, and they may be seen on military vehicles, although they are not required. Exercise caution, however, because the military placard system is not necessarily uniform. For security reasons, some buildings and areas that store hazardous materials may not be marked. Table 24.20 provides the U.S. and Canadian military markings for explosive ordnance and fire hazards, chemical hazards, and PPE requirements. Pesticide labels. The EPA regulates the manufacture and labeling of pesticides. In accordance with GHS, pesticide labels in the U.S. and Canada now include the following, Figure 24.210. EPA number or Canadian PCP number. Hazard statements. Phrase assigned to each hazard category that describes the nature of the hazard. Examples of hazard statements are, harmful if swallowed, highly flammable liquid and vapor, and harmful to aquatic life. GHS hazard statements are based in part on current EPA requirements and are generally similar, but there are some differences. Pictograms, a symbol inside a diamond with a red border, denoting a particular hazard class such as acute toxicity/lethality, and skin irritation/corrosion. Precautionary statements, phrases that describe recommended measures that should be taken to minimize or prevent adverse effects resulting from exposure to a hazardous product, or improper storage or handling of a hazardous product. These phrases cover prevention, response, storage, and disposal of products. GHS provides guidance on precautionary statements and includes a list of statements that may be used. These statements are similar to the precautionary statements that EPA currently uses. Work to increase standardization of precautionary statements may be undertaken in the future. Product identifiers, names or numbers used on a hazardous product label or in a safety data sheet. They provide a unique means by which the product user can identify the chemical substance or mixture. Under the GHS, labels for substances should include the chemical identity of the substance. Labels for mixtures should include the identities of the ingredients that are responsible for certain hazards on the label, except that regulatory authorities may establish rules for protection of confidential business information that preclude ingredient disclosure. The hazard information still appears on the label even if the ingredients are not named. Current EPA requirements for product identifiers are consistent with GHS. Signal word, one word used to indicate the relative severity of hazard and alert the reader to a potential hazard on the label and safety data sheet. The GHS includes two signal words. Warning for less severe hazard categories. Danger for more severe hazard categories. Supplier identification. Under the GHS supplier identification, it would include the name, address, and telephone number of the manufacturer or supplier of the substance. Current EPA requirements for product identifiers are generally consistent with GHS. EPA encourages, but does not require, telephone contact numbers on pesticide labels. Note: lower categories of classification and unclassified products would not require pictograms or signal words under GHS. The current EPA system includes a third signal word, caution, which is used in addition to warning and danger. Other symbols and signs. Every facility may have its own system and its own symbols, signs, and markings. Responders should familiarize themselves with the signs and symbols used in their areas. The EPA requires a warning label on any containers, transformers, or capacitors that contain polychlorinated biphenyl, PCB, which is considered hazardous because it may cause cancer. Figures 24.211A. shows a typical US PCB warning label, whereas Figure 24.211B shows a Canadian PCB warning label. ISO safety symbols. The International Organization for Standardization, ISO, defines the design criteria for international safety signs in their standard, ISO 3864. These symbols are being used more frequently in the US in conjunction with OSHA-required hazard signs, designed per ANSI standard Z535.4, product safety signs and labels, as well as in Mexico, so first responders should be able to recognize the more common symbols that are used to indicate hazardous materials, Table 24.21. Color codes. Colors can sometimes provide clues to the nature of hazardous materials in North America. For example, even if a DOT placard is too far away to clearly read the number, A first responder can deduce that the material inside is some kind of oxidizer if the placard background color is yellow. If the placard color is red, the material is flammable. Pre-incident surveys can assist in identifying color systems used by local industries, for example, to identify materials used in piping systems. ANSI Z535.1 sets forth the following safety color code that is recommended for use in the US and Canada. Red equals danger or stop. Is used on containers of flammable liquids, emergency stop bars, stop buttons, and fire protection equipment. Orange equals warning. Is used on energized equipment or hazardous machinery with parts that can crush or cut. Yellow equals caution. Solid yellow, yellow and black stripes, or yellow and black checkers may be used to indicate physical hazards such as tripping hazards, also used on containers of corrosive or unstable materials. Green equals marks safety equipment such as first aid stations, safety showers, and exit routes. Blue equals marks safety information signage such as labels or markings indicating the type of required personal protective equipment, PPE.